American Cattle News. I'm Bill Baker.
Cattle are a major emphasis for me.
And that's Tom Talbot from Bishop, California, who says he's very fortunate to have both a veterinary practice as well as a cow ranch.
You know, it's a very mixed practice. You know, we're a small town, rural type veterinary practice. We do a little of everything.
He's been keeping busy, heavily involved with the California Cattlemen's Association.
We exist for the reason of trying to protect our industry, you know, try to support our industry for a number of reasons. But, you know, our office is based in Sacramento for a good reason. You know, our staff monitors legislative issues and regulatory issues and things like that. And in this industry, you know, you can only work your tail off so hard at home and be successful. And unless you have somebody looking out for the issues that are going on legislatively that potentially could, you know, impact you, at whether it be a state level, you know, we're strong members of the National Cattlemen's Association as well. You know, California is a very diverse state, and there's 37 million people here, and not very many of us produce food. Unfortunately, you know, the large consumer doesn't always understand what we do, why we do it, and how we do it, and so we have to have a good staff that explains that to people and prevents legislation that can potentially impact our business.
He also says it's important to clear up the misunderstandings, perhaps, of antibiotic use in beef cattle.
By and large, in California, you know, we're in the process of doing a survey to really determine how many antibiotics are used, because nobody really understands that very well. And I think what we're going to find is that the amount of antibiotics used in California are extremely small. I mean, we use injectable antibiotics to treat sick animals. Occasionally, we use it for control of disease that we think is going to start. But by and large, you know, we don't use a lot of antibiotics in large numbers, especially in the feed.
He says there's a time and a place to use preventative antibiotics.
I mean, there's times where we know that our animals are going to be, they're under stress, they're going to be at high risk. And obviously, anytime you can prevent disease, it's better off than having to treat disease. So while preventative antibiotic use is minimal, there's times where it's necessary. And I think what we're trying to do with the new legislation is make sure that preventative use is under the direction of a veterinarian so that it is appropriate, so that it's not just kind of randomly done.
That's Dr. Tom Talbot from Bishop, California. I'm Bill Baker, American Cattle News.